Welcome to the deep dive.
Hey there.
You're here because you want to cut through the noise and, get to the heart of what matters. We've sifted through the information, so you don't have to. Today, our focus is Suprenant, Benesky & Nunes, PC. They're based in New Bedford, Massachusetts. 60 years in business is a real landmark.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially when you think about their longstanding presence across southeastern Massachusetts, Cape Cod, and the islands.
Right. So our aim today, our mission, if you will, is to really understand the story behind this firm as they hit this big anniversary.
Exactly. We're looking at their history, their core beliefs, and, how they actually approach serving clients in those important areas of elder law and estate planning.
And we're pulling this from, information about their anniversary and just their general business practices we've gathered.
That's right.
Okay, so let's unpack this. 60 years. It starts back in 1965. Rubber L. Suprenant sets up a general law practice, New Bedford.
Yeah, just a general practice initially. It's interesting, like you said, the legal landscape was, quite different then. Many firms handled a bit of everything.
Totally. Not so specialized, maybe.
Often, yes.
Yeah.
But what's really notable here is the firm's evolution. A big shift seems to happen around 2004.
Okay, what happened then?
That's when Michelle DeBeneski, who is Robert's daughter, joined the practice.
Ah, family connection.
Right. And her joining seems to be the catalyst, really, for them pivoting, focusing much more specifically on elder law and estate planning.
That kind of adaptation, focusing in like that, often suggests they saw a need, right? A growing need in the community.
I think so, yeah. It shows they were paying attention. And it wasn't just Michelle. Her brother, Daniel M. Suprenant, also came aboard.
So the next generation taking the reins, essentially?
Pretty much. They took on leadership, and then you see this period of expansion. They opened up more offices, Easton and Hyannis.
Okay, Easton and Hyannis. So moving beyond just New Bedford, that suggests growth, obviously, but also maybe tapping into demand in those specific spots.
Exactly. Spreading their reach across southeastern Mass and onto the Cape. It makes sense. And, that brings us to something more recent, another step in their evolution.
Which is?
The rebranding. Coming up in 2025, there'll be Suprenant, Benesky, and Nunes PC.
Nunes. So, adding a new name to the masthead.
Yes, Erin Nunes. And this is significant because she wasn't, recruited from outside. She's been with the firm for a long time.
Oh, interesting. A long-term employee becoming a named partner. What does that tell us, maybe, about the firm's culture?
Well, it often points towards a culture that really values loyalty, dedication, really promotes from within.
Right. Fosters that internal talent.
Huh.
Could suggest, a stable place to work where people feel invested.
Could very well be. So that's sort of the historical trajectory. Now, if we shift gears a bit to their philosophy, their guiding principles.
Okay, what drives them?
Their director of community relations, Krista Silvius, really emphasizes community engagement and, importantly, education.
Education. Okay, this connects back to you, the listener, wanting clarity. Krista says they're committed to making complex legal stuff understandable.
Exactly. Cutting through the jargon.
Why is that focus on education so crucial in areas like elder law and estate planning? It can feel pretty intimidating.
It absolutely can. And that's the key. When people actually understand their options, understand the potential consequences, they feel empowered.
Empowered to make their own decisions.
Yes. Informed decisions for themselves, for their families. And that understanding, that's what ultimately leads to, peace of mind, security about the future.
Makes sense. So let's get down to specifics then. What services are we actually talking about? We know wills and probate.
Right, the foundational stuff. And probate, just quickly, is that court process after someone passes away to validate the will and distribute assets.
Got it. What else is in their wheelhouse?
Well, beyond wills and probate, there's a state and trust administration that's managing things after someone's gone, according to the plan. Then there's asset protection.
Protecting what you've earned.
Essentially, yeah. Strategies to shield assets from potential future liabilities or creditors, also a big one. Minimizing taxes, making sure more wealth goes to beneficiaries, not, Uncle Sam.
Always popular.
Always. For business owners, they handle business succession planning that smooth transition. And then there's planning for special needs.
Got that. Sounds important.
Very. Ensuring long-term care and financial security for individuals with disabilities. And finally, charitable planning for people who want to include philanthropy in their estate.
Wow. Okay. That's a comprehensive list. It covers a lot of ground.
It really does. It addresses a wide spectrum of life situations and planning needs.
And you mentioned Michelle and Daniel, the partners. They seem very conscious of the urgency around this stuff?
They do. They've specifically mentioned the rising demand because, well, populations are aging, and also because unexpected things happen. Life throws curveballs.
Yeah, it's not just planning for retirement 50 years down the line, is it? It could be needed much sooner.
Not at all. And this really brings up a critical point for anyone listening. How ready are you? How ready are your loved ones if something unexpected occurs?
Hmm.
Their emphasis really drives home that proactive planning isn't just about the distant future. It's about having protections now. It can save families so much legal hassle and emotional distress later on, especially during grief.
That's a powerful point. Thinking ahead avoids chaos during tough times.
Precisely.
And getting back to how they work with clients, their approach sounds really flexible, not just office meetings.
No, they seem very accommodating. They mentioned doing home visits, going to assisted living facilities.
That's huge, especially for people with mobility issues.
Absolutely. And they also offer online and phone consultations. That level of flexibility really highlights a client-first attitude.
Yeah, it shows they get that navigating this stuff can be tough, and being accessible is key, meeting people where they are.
Right. And they even adapted during the, you know, the COVID-19 pandemic to make sure they could still connect with and serve clients safely. It just reinforces that commitment.
Okay, so accessibility is big. What about their broader community connection? You mentioned education is part of their marketing.
Yeah. Their strategy seems less about flashy ads and more about providing useful information, simplifying things. It ties right back into that core philosophy.
And they partner with other local organizations.
They do. Quite a few, actually. Places like South Coast and Cape Cod Healthcare, the Alzheimer's Association, the Alzheimer's Family Support Center, Cape Cod Senior Resource Group, Community Nurse Coastline.
Okay, that's quite a network. What does that tell us?
It suggests they're really embedded in the local health and support system. They understand that elder law and estate planning don't happen in a vacuum.
Right. It connects to health, social services.
Exactly. So these partnerships allow them to offer potentially more holistic support. They also mentioned collaborating with other professionals, financial advisors, accountants maybe, who serve the same clients.
Yeah.
It points to a team approach.
A more complete picture for the client.
Hopefully, yes.
And they're using technology too, not just sticking to paper files.
Oh, right. They use a case management system, which likely helps efficiency internally.
Yeah.
But for clients, they offer secure online portals.
So clients can log in, see documents, track things.
Potentially, yeah. It offers convenience and transparency.
Mm.
They also mention online chat for quick questions.
Hmm, interesting. So using tech to improve service and security.
Seems to be the goal. Efficiency, better communication, keeping data secure, all good things for the client experience in the modern world.
Definitely. And one last point. All three partners, Michelle, Daniel, and Aaron, they're locals, right? From Massachusetts.
Yes. Deep local roots.
Does that local connection?
Yeah.
Does it matter? How might it impact how they operate?
I think it can matter quite a bit. It often fosters a deeper level of trust. There's an understanding there.
Like they're serving their neighbors, not just clients.
Exactly. A personal investment in the community's well-being. It suggests they're really part of the fabric of the area. And as a sort of external validation, they've been accredited by the Better Business Bureau since 2023.
Okay, so the BBB stamp of approval adds another layer of confidence.
It indicates a commitment to ethical business practices, which is always good to see.
All right, so let's try and wrap this up, this deep dive into Suprinam, Bineski, and Nunes. What are the big takeaways?
Well, we see a firm with a really solid 60-year history, but not static marked by evolution, adapting to changing needs.
Right, from general practice to specializing in elder law and estate planning.
Exactly. There's a strong commitment to their local community, Southeastern Mass, and the Cape. And their whole approach seems very client-focused, built on that foundation of education and accessibility.
Making complex things clear, meeting people where they are.
Yes. And they've embraced technology to enhance service while still holding on to those core values. Longevity, adaptation, community focus, client empowerment. Those seem to be the key themes.
Their resilience really comes through. 60 years is a long time.
It really is. It speaks volumes about their ability to connect with and serve their community effectively over decades.
Okay. So considering everything we've discussed today, the complexities of planning, the importance of clarity, protecting loved ones, what's maybe one single question someone listening could ask themselves or perhaps ask a family member, maybe even this week, just to start a more intentional conversation about planning for the future and finding that peace of mind?
Hmm. That's a good closing thought. What's that first step, that opening question?
Something to definitely mull over. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.